It's Pittsburgh, and it's Hanukkah, and it's Moshe Bakar live! Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting Hanukkah edition of the Jewish Experience radio program. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. It's Parshas Miketz, and now the action heats up. Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dreams, gets himself the top job in Egypt, levies food taxes on all the inhabitants, and lands Pharaoh a windfall profit. Then he ends up selling back to the people the same food they gave in taxes. He makes money coming and going. Not bad for a kid sold into a slavery at a young age. At the same time, his brothers come to Egypt to buy food, get themselves in big trouble as it's payback time for Joseph. But of course, he really had an ulterior motive. He had to see if his brothers had matured enough to be able to continue the mission of the Jewish people. And, well, you'll have to wait till next week to find out how it all ends up. Meanwhile, your award-winning staff has gulped down another bunch of delicious latkes and some jelly donuts, and are ready for another exciting Shabbat weekend and Rosh Chodesh weekend. Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, Ms. Devorah DeLynn, Chef Chaim Reisner, of course, Musical Moish will be right there getting you in the mood for it all. And I'll have some comments on Hanukkah from a political perspective in today's Candid Comments. Hey, you get it all right here. The best analysis and insightful coverage. You expect the best, and you get it. We'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs along with current news fresh from Israel National Radio coming up in the half hour. And the program today, of course, is sponsored in part by Ed Kramer of Kramer's Windows, by Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, and by Artistic Photography when you want to get it right the first time. By the way, they also sponsor the Jewish Experience Radio Program's website, jewishexperienceradio.com. Stop by for a visit and stay for a Jewish experience. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:44 p.m. And now, the man with the sultry voice and the nimble fingers. Here he is. The fans are going wild. Mr. Moshe Bakar.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're right here on the keys, and we're coming to you on a Friday afternoon. Erev Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh. We got it all right here on the JE. So sit back, or actually you could get up and dance, and we'll provide you with the best Hanukkah music you ever heard, because you're tuned in and good to go right here on the J.E.
Oh, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, I'm like the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are singing, the candles are burning bright. One for each night, they spread a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they spread a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Now in Hebrew, Yimei HaChanukah, Chanukah Mikdashenu, Hagilu V'Simcha Memalim Et Libeinu, Laila V'Yom Sivoveinu Yisov, Sukaniyot Nochal Amlarov, Ahilu Adliku, Yimei Chanukat Rabim, Alanisim, Bialaniflot, Asher, Halleluya Makabi, Alanisim, Bialaniflot, Asher, Halleluya Makabi. Now in Yiddish, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Ayom Tefashena, Alaspika, Afrelcha, Nidona, Chazena. Alle Nachum Dreidlach spielen mir, so die Käselatkes essen wir. Geschwinde sind Kinder, der Chaneke lichte lechor. Mir sagt alle Nissim, dein Gott auf dem Nissim, und alle freut sich in Kahn. Mir sagt alle Nissim, dein Gott auf dem Nissim, und alle freut sich in Kahn.
Voice. That's pretty impressive there. I didn't know you had it in you. How many more languages have we got up your sleeve?
I think that's about it. Hebrew, Yiddish, and English. I could try Chinese, but
all right, let's do it. Hi. Hi. Not bad, buddy. This could have fooled me.
חנוכה, חנוכה, חג יפה כל כך, אור חתיר סביב, כאילו ילד רע. חנוכה, חנוכה, סביבה סוף סוף, סוף 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 סוף, הנעים בטוב. There's that song we always sing after we light the candles. Are you ready for this one? It goes, Mahos to Yeshua, see the Chachada is a Beya, Tikon Beis Tefilati, the Chachada is a Beya, Beis Tachimat Beya, Mitzoram Na Beya, Mos Ekvar Be. Here is more, Hanukkah, Sam is Be'yar. Ozek more, Beshir is more, Hanukkah, Sam is Be'yar.
That's pretty good, Moish, but you're going to use up all the songs before we get through the show.
Okay. V.A., sing with me, come on. Emmat Be'yar.
Moshe Bakar on the keys,
coming to you live
on the J E. Well, you know, Moshe, each night of Hanukkah we increase lights, we increase the light in the world. We also increase, which showing us the increase in the service to Hashem.
That's what they say, step by step, light by light,
inch by inch, getting closer and closer. With that, tell us a little bit about how that service of Hashem grows. Is here once again, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi.
Although Hanukkah is celebrated for only 8 days in the year, its message and the message of the Hanukkah lights are valid and compelling all year round. Two other important lights are the lights of the seven-branched menorah that was lit daily in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shabbos lights, kindled in the Jewish home every Friday evening. There are three noteworthy points of distinction between the Hanukkah lights and the other two lights. The Shabbos candles must be lit before sunset, and the lights in the Beis HaMikdash were lit even earlier. The Hanukkah lights, however, must be kindled after sunset when it is already dark. The menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was inside. The place of the Shabbos lights is likewise indoors on the Shabbos table. Originally, the Hanukkah lights, however, are to be kindled in such a place that their light should be seen outside. Finally, the lights of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Shabbos remain the same in number and are not increased, while the number of Hanukkah lights are increased every night. The message of Hanukkah is important and timely to all of us. The lesson of the Hanukkah lights is, it is not only necessary for us to light up our home, to permeate our home with a feeling of holiness, but we have the additional responsibility of lighting up the outside. Moreover, when conditions are unfavorable, it is dark outside, it is then not enough to kindle a light and maintain it. But it is necessary to increase the light steadily, through steadily growing efforts to spread the light of Torah and Mitzvahs. We see this from the fact that on the first day of Chanukah, when we light one candle, we are doing the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. However, on the second night of Chanukah, if we are again only going to light one candle, then the mitzvah is missing. Because since we are now on the second night of Chanukah, it is necessary that we increase in doing the mitzvah. These ever-growing efforts contain in themselves the assurance of ever-growing success.
I don't have to tell you, utility rates are expected to rise this winter, and it's not too late to save money by reducing your utility bills by installing new energy-saving windows. Call Kramer Windows, your neighborhood window contractor, with many business and residential references in the Jewish community. I've known Ed for many years, and the people that have benefited by his windows rave about the money they save due to the high cost of energy today and the great service Ed provides. Ed Kramer says, do a room or do the whole house. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the impact new energy-saving windows will make on your utility bills. And guess what? He offers free estimates. He says, our low overhead means the best prices anywhere. Call Ed today at 412-848-2262 to schedule a visit. That's 412-848-2262. Do it today before your next utility bill makes you wish you did it today. That's 412-848-2262. Ed Kramer, Kramer Windows. By the way, if you're over 62 and you own your own home, find out how you can get money from your home without having to ever pay it back as long as you live in that home. Call 412-562-2220. Get tax-free money now by calling 412-562-2220 to participate in a government-sponsored home equity conversion. First Mariner Bank, an equal opportunity lender. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time. And it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. 521-2600. And now, back to the music with Moshe Papov.
All right. I was at a, playing at a concert with Moshe Yes when he stood up and he says, I have a Latke song that I'm going to sing in Latin. Actually, in the style of Latin. So, here we go.
I didn't know Moshe Yes could do that.
Yep, that's what he did.
That's good.
Here you have it. You ready?
I gotta see this.
Okay. La 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 this. La 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 this. They are sweet, and they are so much fun to eat. La 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 latkes. La la latkes. La la latkes. Ah, ah, ah. La 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 latkes. La 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 latkes. They're a treat. They are so much fun to eat. La 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 la
are so much fun to me. La la latkes,
everybody.
La la latkes. La la latkes. Take a deep breath. They're a treat. They are so much fun to eat. La 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 la. Take a deep breath and la 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 latkes. La la latkes.
One more time.
La 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 latkes. They are a treat and they are so much fun to eat. They'll make you a little heavy. They'll make you a little plump.
There goes the diet.
There goes the diet.
La 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 latkes. La 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 latkes. They're sweet. They are so much fun to eat. La 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 latkes. La la latkes. La la la.
There you have it.
Thank
the
you.
Latke song. Latin style. All right, let's try something different here. How about that dreidel song? Get you in the mood for a Shabbos Hanukkah. Had a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. When it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. I had a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
I made it out of clay.
Dreidel, 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 oh dreidel, I shall play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
oh dreidel, I shall play.
Now I had a little dreidel, I made it out of wood. Wood?
Wood.
And when I went to spin it, it spun just as it...
could.
Should. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of wood. Dreidel, 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 it spun just as it should. Now I had a little dreidel, I made it out of metal. Metal?
No.
And when I went to spin it, it spun until it... settled. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of metal. Dreidel, 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 it spun until it settled. Now my son came home and he said, Ta... he said, I had a little dreidel, I made it out of money. Money? It was so expensive, it wasn't even funny. How'd you like that?
That's two for two.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of money. Dreidel, 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 it wasn't even funny. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of money. Dreidel, 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 it wasn't even funny. Somebody must have been bored creating all these lines for the dreidels.
You need to get a life.
Oh, how about this one?
Okay.
Frankenstein. Ooh. Now Frankenstein took my dreidel and ground it into dust. So watch out with your dreidels. Be careful who you trust. Ah, dreidel, dreidel.
Igor.
had a little dreidel. I made it out of plastic. Plastic. And when I went to spin it, it spun just, oh,
spastic.
Fantastic. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of plastic. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. It spun just, oh, fantastic. Now I had a little dreidel. I made it out of snow. I put it in the oven. Hey, dreidel, where did you go? Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of snow. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Oh, dreidel, there you go. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of snow. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Oh,
just
dreidel,
watch it go and go. Thank you.
There you have it. The dreidel song.
Now, from the author of Miraculous Journey, here comes the fourth installment in the segment on the history of Hanukkah, Rabbi Yosef Eisen.
The story of Hanukkah, part four. Lysias made one more attempt to destroy the Jewish army. He assembled a force of 60,000 infantry and 5,000 cavalry and marched on Beis Tzur. There Yehuda met him with a force of 10,000 men. With faith in Hashem, the Jews attacked first and killed 5,000 enemy soldiers. Seeing the grim determination of the Jews who would never surrender, Lysias returned home to his capital Antioch. Meanwhile, King Antiochus died in Persia of a horrible disease, regretting to the end that he had begun fighting the Jews. A triumphant Yehuda entered Jerusalem and the Beis Hamikdash. He and his forces spent several weeks in the Beis Hamikdash, removing the idols, making necessary repairs, and reconstructing the defiled altar. Finally, on the 25th of Kislev, 3597, or 164 BCE, 3 years to the day after hogs had been offered on the altar, the Kohanim were ready to resume the sacrificial service. As the new golden menorah was not yet ready, a menorah of iron spikes was set up. However, they found but one jar of oil sealed with the Kohen Gadol's stamp attesting to its purity, an amount sufficient for only one day's lighting. Nevertheless, the Kohanim lit the oil and it miraculously burned for a full 8 days until new oil could be processed. Overjoyed at the sign of divine favor, the Jews celebrated spontaneously for 8 days. A year later, the Sanhedrin ordained the 8-day festival of Hanukkah to commemorate the great miracle of the oil for all time. Despite the fact that all authorities agree to the fact of the Hanukkah miracles, there are two opinions for the date and nature of the Hanukkah victory. The first opinion holds that the Hanukkah miracle occurred in 3597, while it took another 25 years of warfare until the Jews enjoyed total independence. The second opinion states that the miracle occurred in 3622, at the end of all the battles, when the Jewish people became free of Syrian Greek domination. Incredibly, most of the Hanukkah events are reported by secular sources. Midrashim mention the wars only in a very general way, focusing instead on the anti-Torah decrees and the heroism of the Jews who gave their lives to avoid transgression. The only Talmudic reference to the Hanukkah story is a brief passage in the Talmud, Tractate Shabbos 21b, which asks, "What is the reason for Hanukkah?" The Talmud continues, when the Syrian Greeks entered the sanctuary, they contaminated all the oil in the temple. When the Hashmonaim defeated them, the Jews searched and found only one flask of oil with the Kohen Gadol seal still intact. It contained only enough oil to light the menorah for 1 day. However, a miracle occurred and the oil burned for 8 days. The following year, these 8 days were established as holidays with respect to reciting Hallel and thanksgiving the Allah Nissim. In the Talmud, therefore, no mention is made of the cataclysmic battles and political upheavals. However, Josephus, Sefer HaMakabim, and Megillus Antiochus, the three secular sources upon which much of our knowledge of Hanukkah is based, focus on the battles and not on the miracles of the oil. Perhaps the sages did not consider the details of the victory sufficiently important to record. To their way of thinking, while military prowess and independence are fine, Hanukkah celebrates a spiritual victory, one exemplified by the miracle of the oil. Nevertheless, the miracles of delivering the strong in the hands of the weak are alluded to in a general sense when Jews offer thanks to Hashem in the Allah Nissim prayer.
Now, from the largest independent news organization in the Middle East, here's Ernie Singer with Israel National News.
Soldier Hero to be Buried Today. This is Benjamin Bresky in the Israel National Radio Newsroom. First Lieutenant Uri Binamo, age 21, from Nesher, will be laid to rest Friday morning in Haifa. Binamo was killed when he instructed a suicide bomber at the Tul Karem area checkpoint near the PA autonomy to raise his shirt for inspection. The terrorist was taken by surprise by the impromptu checkpoint, leading to his decision to blow himself up at that location. Security officials say the bomber was trying to attack a children's Hanukkah party in Israel. In addition to the three PA residents who were killed at the checkpoint, six more were lightly wounded. Israeli soldiers involved in a counter-terrorism operation in the Tul Karem district arrested 10 terrorists, most affiliated with Islamic Jihad. Islamic Jihad is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombing, which killed the Israeli soldier. Following the fatal attack, travel restrictions in the northern Samaria area continue throughout Friday, Israeli army reports say. A soldier was stabbed this afternoon in the neck at the Atarot industrial zone north of Jerusalem and is listed in moderate condition. Another attempted stabbing nearby at the Kalandia checkpoint in the same area was thwarted last night. Earlier this month, Border Guard Sergeant Nir Kahana was stabbed to death at that same checkpoint. Today's attack brings the total number of terrorist casualties this month to 8. Several hundred PA policemen protested at the Rafia crossing in southern Gaza on Friday morning due to the death of one of their colleagues. The protesters entered the border crossing areas, taking position alongside the border police force. Border police on Friday detected 3 PA residents armed with a handgun in the Ma'ale Adumim area. The 3 were taken into custody. No injuries were reported. Terrorists during the night opened fire at Israeli soldiers in the Tel Aras area in the Shrem district. There were no injuries. Soldiers returned fire, injuring at least one terrorist. An explosion heard on Highway 443 near Beit Horon was the result of a controlled partition fence construction blast, not a terrorist attack. The roadway is closed in both directions at this time. Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz stated that al-Qaeda efforts to establish operations in Israel have been unsuccessful. Mofaz explained al-Qaeda is trying to establish terror cells deep inside the country, stating intelligence officials are monitoring the goings-on, adding at any time if the situation escalates, appropriate measures will be taken. Retired Israeli Northern District Commander and former Mossad Intelligence Agency senior official Amiram Levin told Army Radio on Friday that Israel must increase its response to rocket attacks from southern Lebanon. Levine stated attacks across the internationally recognized border cannot be tolerated, and Hezbollah and other terrorists must be made painfully aware that such attacks will carry a heavy price. The top-selling singers on the Israeli music charts this week are newcomers Miri Masika and Shiri Maimon. Also topping the charts are Daniel Solomon, Ivri Leader, Idan Reichel, and Hayehudim. Today is the 29th of Kislev, 5766, the sixth day of Hanukkah. Your forecast from the Israel National Radio Newsroom, cloudy skies but warmer temperatures over Shabbat and continuing to Sunday. No forecast for rain. This is Benjamin Bresky, Israel National Radio.
And we want to wish our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land a very peaceful Shabbat and Hanukkah. And a very big, big special Mazel Tov this week to Rachmiel Weiss on his recent engagement to Mira Manriquez.
Mazel tov.
Isn't that amazing? Rachmiel. It's been a long time, and he earned it. It's a long time coming.
Absolutely.
Does a lot of mitzvahs. He's it's a great guy, and couldn't think it happened to a better guy.
I think I'm going to have to play him a cut.
Uh-oh. Well, we got some other Mazel Tovs besides him, although he's a big one. Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Epstein also on the engagement of their daughter, Nechama Leah Epstein, to Manasseh Levy.
Mazel Tov.
Is that amazing?
Wow,
big stuff here. community's just rolling along. Mr. and Mrs. James Smith on the engagement of their daughter, Basia Smith,
Mazel
to
tov.
Fishel Goldberg.
Okay.
All right. Mrs. Chaya Shorsher on her marriage to Rabbi Aaron Nachum Levy.
Amen, amen.
And Drs. Mark and Vera Sperling on the birth of a granddaughter.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Finally, Mrs. Marcia Robkin on the bar mitzvah of her grandson, Donny Rhodes.
Amen, amen. We should only meet on Simchas.
Let's take a look at some of the events around town. There's a new learning opportunity at Lubavitch Center. Each night from 8:30 to 10 p.m., there'll be an opportunity to learn with a partner. For more information, please call the yeshiva at 412-422-7300. The Judaic Library at Lubavitch Center is open to the public on Sundays from 12 to 4:30 p.m., Wednesdays 3 to 4 and 7 to 8 p.m., and Motzei Shabbos, 1 hour after Shabbos, for 2 hours. Stop in and check out a book or two or use the extensive research volumes available. The Mystic's Guide to the Bible Course, 8 p.m. at the Agency for Jewish Learning, and they're on break until January 11th, but you want to stop by and see them at 2740 Beechwood Boulevard. Call the Kollel for more information at 412-420-0220. The Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program at the Pittsburgh Kollel this Shabbos at 7:15 p.m. for boys in grades 1 through 8. Pizza and prizes. And, of course, they're still doing some construction, so please use the rear entrance. The meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Olive Institute every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. For more information, call Ilana at 412-422-2224. And if you'd like to have your mazel tovs on our program, you can call us at 412-979-5770, or you can email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:44 p.m. Hanukkah from a political perspective in today's Candid Comments. I'm Hirsch DeLynn. The Greek king Antiochus became king in 175 BCE. At the same time in Jerusalem, there was a small movement urging Jews to become assimilated with the pagan cultures surrounding Israel. Jews who joined this movement were called Hellenists. Antiochus quickly agreed to support and encourage this new movement. With his authority growing throughout the Middle East, Antiochus decided to conquer Egypt and its king. Fresh from its victory in Egypt, he next turned its attention to Israel and the temple in Jerusalem, with its rich storehouse of treasures donated by the people over many years. He desecrated the holy places and plundered the temple. 2 years later, Antiochus returned to Jerusalem, allegedly as a friend. As the Book of the Maccabees relates, he came to Jerusalem with an impressive force, addressing them with what appeared to be peaceful words. He gained their confidence and suddenly fell the city, dealing it a terrible blow, destroying many of the people of Israel. He pillaged the city, he set it on fire, tore down its houses and encircling wall, took the women and children captive, and commandeered the cattle. They installed an army of sinful men, renegades, who fortified themselves inside it, storing arms and provisions and depositing there the loot they had collected from Jerusalem. In other words, eternal vigilance would have been the price of liberty. The residents let their guard down and let Antiochus dupe them. The lesson here is always be suspect and trust in God, not in any earthly power, no matter how good it may seem. Antiochus continued the growth of his government, issuing proclamations that everyone was to abandon his own ways and conform to the king's decrees. There were book burnings and desecration of holy places. Whenever someone was caught observing his own faith, he was put to death. The Book of the Maccabees describes the barbarism that took place. Women who had their children circumcised were put to death, according to the edict, with their babies hung around their necks, and the members of their household and those who had performed the circumcision were executed with them. Where have we heard this happening in our time? The horrors and barbarism of communist Russia under the Bolsheviks, the mass murders and mutilations of communist China under Mao, the complete annihilation of a third of the Cambodian people under Pol Pot. The evil of the Antiochus tyranny did not go unopposed, however. Mattathias, the high priest in the town of Modin, led a resistance that stood against overwhelming odds. What can one person do? Everything. It always takes someone principled to stand up and lead others to bring justice to the world. And it always starts with one person. The king's commissioners came to Mattathias and asked him, as the community leader, to be the first to step forward and conform to the king's decrees. Mattathias was offered gold and silver and many presents. His answer to the king was to kill the commissioners and flee to the hills with any who would remain faithful to God and his law. Mattathias became very strong and popular. He attracted a group called the Hasmoneans to assist him. He traveled with his group, trying to persuade his countrymen to resist the evil and overthrow the king's rule. After Mattathias' death, his son, Judah Maccabee, took command of the freedom fighters. He was a skillful leader, and with the help of heaven, his small band of followers slowly began to win not just physical battles, but also battles for the spirit of the Jewish people. Now, if the people had hope, there was no stopping them. After Judah's freedom fighters routed the enemy, their first task was to rededicate the sanctuary in Jerusalem. It was in total ruins, the altar desecrated, the gates burned down, and vegetation growing in the courts, as it might be in wood or on some mountain, while the storerooms were in ruins. After they thoroughly removed the pagan influences from the sanctuary, they rededicated the temple. One of the first tasks was to light the temple menorah, candelabra. There was only one flask of consecrated oil that was permitted to be burned in the menorah. Each flask contained enough oil to last for one day. Miraculously, the oil lasted for 8 days, allowing them to attain more consecrated oil without any interruption in the light of the menorah. The holiday of Hanukkah is celebrated by Jews who each light their own menorah. One candle is added each night to increase the light until the eighth night, where all eight candles burn. The menorah is always placed at the entrance to the home or near a window where all can see. It is a symbol of freedom from religious persecution for all nations and should be enjoyed by all. Ecclesiastes, or Kohelet, said, "There is nothing new under the sun. History can and does repeat itself, especially when that history is forgotten. Let us learn the lesson of the Maccabees and understand that to overcome evil in our time only requires desire and action of a small group of dedicated people who understand that they must take their own first step to then earn the help of heaven." This has been Hirsch DeLynn for Candid Comments. If you'd like to respond, you can drop me a line at jewishexperience@verizon.net. Or you can call me at 412-979-5770. And now, back to the music with Moshe Pekar.
Well, Hanukkah is a time of simchas and joy. In honor of all the simchas, here's a little wedding set to get you in the mood.
And Rocky, this one's for you.
Are you ready? 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and...
save it, see me take it. Yeah, like a little Israel. See me take it, my soul, save it, my soul, save it, see me take it. Yeah, like a little Israel.
The unique role the women have to play in the story of Hanukkah, here once again is Devorah DeLynn.
Yep, it's Hanukkah time. We've got the menorahs, we're doing the dreidels, the latkes, and the parties. Phew, so much to do. Ever stop to think about the importance of what we're doing? Hanukkah has a lot of physical parts to it, but one cannot forget the spiritual richness of the holiday. Some people think that Hanukkah was all about independence from Greece, which is actually incorrect. One can clearly see from the story that only when Antiochus, the Greek king, threatened the Torah and the mitzvos, did the Jews take up arms and fight back. The story of Hanukkah is never complete without the legend of Yehudis, Judith, one of the heroines of the time. There was an evil decree against a Jewish woman that every bride had to submit herself to the use of the governor before she could live with her husband. Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the high priest, was a very beautiful woman, and the royal representative wanted her. When she was brought to the governor, she fed him cheeses, which made him thirsty, so that he drank lots of wine and fell asleep. She then cut off his head and managed to bring it back to Jerusalem, where they displayed it to the enemies. When the enemies saw the head of their leader, they became frightened and ran away. Though truly a very dramatic story, the reason behind this episode is clear. The Greeks were not attacking the physical body of the Jews. On the contrary, they respected and enjoyed the Jewish culture. But they didn't want the Jews to observe the laws because Hashem said so. They wanted the Jews to live without Hashem in the picture. In other words, the Greeks were trying to destroy the holiness of our acts, replacing them with emptiness. Chazal, our sages of blessed memory, tell us that the lights of the Hanukkah menorah are more precious to Hashem than the sun, moon, and stars combined. The lights of the Hanukkah menorah represent the utter purity and Messias Nefesh, self-sacrifice, that a minority of Jews during an era of intermarriage and rampant assimilation had. The one jar of oil that the Kohanim found when cleaning the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, after the war had been won, was extraordinarily kosher. It represented the victory of light over darkness, the recognition that the human body is a chariot for the soul, and that Hashem runs the world, that there is no such thing as natural. Even nature is a miracle from Hashem. It was the initial Mesiras Nefesh of the woman that blazed a path in the hearts of the men for teshuvah and victory. Time after time throughout history, we Jewish women have been the inspiration for monumental deliverance. The spiritual strength of Hanukkah helps us return to that essential purity of our inner soul, purity in thought, in speech, action, and relationships with other people. Throughout history, the Jewish women have been the inner fortress of the purity of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. This Hanukkah, as we gaze at the menorah's lights, let us search within our hearts for that flask of totally pure oil, light a spark within it, and share it with others. For it is only through us women continuing the spark of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, that the Jewish people are still here today. Have a Freilich and Hanukkah and a good Shabbos.
And now, as a surprise on the Jewish experience, we have with us live Chazan Rabbi Mendel Shagalov, who's actually here in Pittsburgh for the Hanukkah holiday here. Mendel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay. A good Hanukkah to the crowd and a good Hanukkah to everybody in the studio.
Hanukkah to you.
And my brother-in-law Mendel, he's a grand Chazan. He's been flown all over the world, I think as far as Australia. Is that true?
Yeah, indeed.
As far as Australia, he's going to do a cantorial special for us right here on the JE. Are you ready?
Indeed.
Take it away.
Ma'asur Yeshua Si Lechano Ele Shabeya kan bete filati ve shameta Since it is time hopefully that through the addition of each candle each day, that we hope that we will merit the ultimate of the building of the Beit HaMikdash, I think it's appropriate just a little tune of the Shebana Beit HaMikdash.
Take it away, big brother-in-law.
Shebana Beit HaMikdash b'meira v'yameinu v'tein chelekeinu v'toratecha. Shibane Beit HaMikdash b'meira v'yameinu v'tein chelekeinu v'toratecha. Ki himei olam ukeshanim ukeshanim kademo
you, and there you have it, Chazan Rabbi Mendel Shegalov, live here on the JE. Thank you, Rabbi.
A good Hanukkah to everybody.
A good Hanukkah. Thank you.
I know Hanukkah would be complete without those unbelievable, fantastic potato pancakes or latkes brought to you by Chef Chaim Reiser, and you can find out more about him at Chaim'sKosherKitchen.com. Chaim?
Thanks, Hirsch. For this week, being Shabbos Chanukah, I thought we would make Chaim's famous potato pancakes, also known as latkes. So here we go. You're going to need 8 medium potatoes peeled and put into a bowl with cold water, 1 large onion cut up into quarters, peeled and placed in the same bowl of cold water, 3/4 of a cup of flour, 1/2 cup of matzo meal, 8 eggs beaten, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. To prepare, you'll need a large bowl. You'll want to place the beaten eggs in the bowl, then grate the potatoes, either by hand or with a food processor, the large size grate. Grate them into the bowl, into the eggs, which will prevent them from turning black. Then the onion. Then add all of the other ingredients. Stir them well. Don't put in the 2 cups of vegetable frying oil. Save that for your frying. Now take a large skillet. Put at least 1 cup of oil in, turn the heat to high, then to medium, then place a piece of onion in and see if it cooks quickly and browns. If it does, your oil is ready for frying. Take a ladle, a soup ladle, that holds 3 to 4 tablespoons of potato mixture. Scoop it out, pour the mixture into the hot oil until you have all of the latkes in the frying pan. Stay by it. When it becomes golden brown on the bottom side, turn it over. Repeat until they're finished. Remove and place on paper towels or a brown paper bag. And I think you'll find they'll be very, very delicious. Everyone will love them. And guess what? You made them, Hirsch. Have a happy Hanukkah and a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. See you next week.
I don't have to tell you, utility rates are expected to rise this winter, and it's not too late to save money by reducing your utility bills by installing new energy-saving windows. Call Kramer Windows, your neighborhood window contractor. with many business and residential references in the Jewish community. I've known Ed for many years, and the people that have benefited by his windows rave about the money they save due to the high cost of energy today and the great service Ed provides. Ed Kramer says, do a room or do the whole house. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the impact new energy-saving windows will make on your utility bills. And guess what? He offers free estimates. He says, our low overhead means the best prices anywhere. Call Ed today at 412-848-2262 to schedule a visit. That's 412-848-2262. Do it today before your next utility bill makes you wish you did it today. That's 412-848-2262. Ed Kramer, Kramer Windows. By the way, if you're over 62 and you own your own home, find out how you can get money from your home without having to ever pay it back as long as you live in that home. Call 412-562-2220. Get tax-free money now by calling 412-562-2220 to participate in a government-sponsored home equity conversion. First Mariner Bank, an equal opportunity lender. And for the final story of the program, here once again is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser showing us how, as each night increases in the light, we increase in our service of Hashem.
Followers of the Maggid of Mizrich awaited his entrance into the synagogue for the lighting of the Chanukah menorah on the first night of Chanukah. For the past few years, Reb Zusha, one of the Maggid's greatest disciples, had been honored with lighting the Shamash candle. Reb Zusha would then hand it to the Maggid, who lit his menorah from it. But Reb Zusha was nowhere to be seen, and the Hasidim wondered if his absence was the reason the Maggid had not yet lit the menorah. Minutes, then hours ticked by as the Hasidim waited for the Rebbe to emerge. Finally, at about midnight, the Maggid emerged from his room and walked towards the menorah. As if to himself, the Maggid said quietly, Reb Zusha will not be with us tonight. We will light the menorah now. The next morning, just as the Maggid and his Hasidim were finishing the services, Reb Zusha walked in. Weary from traveling, Reb Zusha shuffled over to his customary place and dropped down on the bench. His friends came over and gave him a hearty welcome. One of them reported, "The Rebbe waited a long time for you last night. What happened?" "After we light the Chanukah menorah tonight," promised Reb Zusha, "and with the Rebbe's permission, I will tell you." All of the Hasidim gathered around the Maggid's menorah on the second night of Chanukah. After the Maggid lit the menorah, they eagerly listened to Reb Zusha's story. "As you all know, immediately after the high holidays, it is my custom to travel throughout the small villages and hamlets near Mizrich. I go from town to town, speaking with the adults and teaching the children about the wonders of Hashem. I also speak to them how Hashem loves each and every person and that they are all important to Him. I tell them about our Rebbe and explain some of the Rebbe's teachings. Each year, I plan my schedule so that I can return to Mizrich in time for Chanukah. Yesterday, I was on my way back to Mizrich when a terrible snowstorm started. I pushed on through the storm, though many times I felt I could not continue. Knowing that I would soon be back in Mizrich near the Rebbe kept me going. The storm worsened and I soon realized that I would have to stop and rest a bit before continuing. And so I stopped at the home of Yankel in a village not too far from Mizrich. By this time it was already quite late in the afternoon. I pounded and pounded on the door until finally someone called out, "Who is it?" "It is I, Reb Zusha," I said loudly. Yankel's wife opened the door. She looked absolutely terrified as she bid me inside. I noticed that the children too looked frightened. The poor woman burst out. "Yankel left the house early this morning to gather firewood. He promised he would come back early, for even then he saw that we were in for a terrible storm. It is late already, and still he has not returned." For a split second I hesitated. If I went into the forest now, who knew if I would ever come out alive? But I knew I had no choice. I put on my coat and scarf once again and set out toward the forest. I passed a few rows of trees when I saw the upright form of a man covered with snow. Only his face was visible in that white blur. I saw right away that it was Yankel, and I thought for sure that he had frozen to death. But when I came very close, I noticed to my surprise that he was still breathing. I brushed Yankel off and tried to warm him up. Somehow, I managed to drag and carry Yankel back to his house, where his wife and children greeted us with cries of joy. With my last ounce of strength, I put Yankel on the bench near the stove and fell to the floor myself. Miraculously, Yankel's wife was able to thaw him out. At about midnight, we felt sufficiently strong enough to stand up and light the menorah. As we said the prayer, who made miracles for our ancestors, in those days, as today, we knew without a doubt that Hashem had made a miracle for us now too. As soon as the sun rose in the morning, I set out for Mizrich and arrived when you saw me this morning. Reb Zusha finished this story. The Magid looked deeply into Reb Zusha's face. Know, Zusha, that in heaven they waited, as it were, to light the divine Chanukah menorah until you lit the menorah together with Yankel. In the merit of your saving a soul from death, the heavens awaited you. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a good Shabbos.
And as we wrap up another program, just a few reminders. There's a new learning opportunity at Lubavitch Center. It's an opportunity to learn with a partner. You can call the yeshiva at 412-422-7300. The Judaic Library at Lubavitch Center is open to the public. You can check out a book or two or use the extensive research library available. Mystic's Guide to the Bible Course on hiatus till January 11th, but call the Carlisle to find out more information when it gets started again. 412-420-0220. The Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program at the Pittsburgh Colo continues this Shabbos. And the Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Olive Institute every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30. And you can call a line at 412-422-2224. If you'd like your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can call us at 412-979-5770 or you can email jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:44 p.m. And again, I want to be able to thank our faithful and cutting-edge staff, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, Dr. Michael Shulman, Chef Chaim Reisner, and Ms. Devorah DeLin, and, of course, Musical Moist for bringing in his keyboard and playing for us live today, and our engineer, Jeremy Bossy, who figured out how to hook all this stuff up and get him on the air. So until next week, I'm Hirsch DeLin. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat.